Hey everybody, Adam Davidson, Radcast number 53 coming at you on this Tuesday, January the 19th, 2016. I'm joined by my son Mac in the background. Hi Mac.
Hi.
Mac is joining us because he thought for sure there'd be a snow day, so he got up early to celebrate the snow day. Snow day calculator put us at 99%. Yes, 99% chance of a snow day here in Southwest Michigan. That calculation proved to be inaccurate. It's not their fault. They do have a margin of error of plus or minus 99%. So Mac is up early and said, can I join you on this Radcast? And I said, sure. And so here we are. You ready to go, Mac?
Reluctantly, yes.
Reluctantly, that's all I'm looking for is reluctance. All right, here we go. Psalm 19, verse 4.5-6 goes a little something like this. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Mac, what do we know about the sun?
It's big and it's hot.
Big and it's hot. It's at the center of our universe. It's always putting off heat and warmth, even during the cold winter that we find ourselves here in Southwest Michigan. If the sun actually went away, like if somehow the sun just absolutely disappeared, do you know what would happen to the earth?
It would freeze.
Yeah, it would just freeze up, become an ice ball instantly. Bless you. And I mean that in every way possible. Bless you. So we have the sun shining right now, and even though it's kind of cold and desolate outside, we're still not deprived of its warmth. And the imagery of the psalmist is, you know, he says, you think that the sun is just rising and setting and that's all it is? He says, no. It's an image. It's a reminder of God's provision for us and his leading and his desire for us, the church, his bride, to be his and his alone, that he is coming and pursuing us. And that's a good thing. We need to be pursued. We need to be chased after. He loves us enough to chase after us. It's a great thing about his grace. And so today, if you are going to be walking in some sort of cold, desolate darkness, and you wonder, where is the sun? Where is the warmth? Where is the heat? Where is God? He is there. Nothing is deprived of his presence. However, the key is for us to be really aware of it in our day, to know that God is with us, just as the sun is with us. Even if you're not thinking about the sunshine, or if we're on the dark side of the earth, God is still there warming, protecting, and carrying us. Mac, do you like winter or summer better?
It's hard to decide.
It is hard to decide. You can't sled in the summer. Can't run through a sprinkler in the winter.
Well, you can, but like it'd just be really hard and cold.
Yeah. But aren't you glad that no matter the season, the sun keeps us warm?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same way with God's presence. So think about that today. See you later, Mac.